Hello and welcome to the Prodcast, a podcast where we talk life, work, and occasionally music. My name is Switchblades for Kids, and the other half of the podcast.
Hello, my name is Blake. How are we doing?
Fantastic.
Just moving the mic. I forgot to do it before we started. I'm here. Hello. Oh, Zach. How are we going?
How you been? Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm still sick.
Oh no.
And I'm always on the verge of coughing.
I think they call that the 100-day cough now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got to work this morning really late, and it was like, oh, okay, guys. I got like quickly dressed, and then it was like, okay, guys, we've got to go do PT. And I was like, hey, man, I'm still feeling it from like last week. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. We're just doing like a slow run. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he's like, we're going to do, it's just going to be a short one. It's 3.2 Ks. And I was like, oh. cool. And then, yeah, at the end of that,
just
I'm like,
short one.
The whole time, just around the track. Like just fucking like rolling around, just coughing and fucking in a fit the whole time. Yeah, it's good.
This sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I just did it. I just kept running.
Oi, grin and bear it, right?
Yeah, I was like, I'm having fun.
I love being in the army.
Oh man. Anyway,
how was
your week, man? How were you doing?
Yeah, good. I look, work is, work is work. I work with old people, and I'm reminded daily of why I should do the things I want to do.
Impending doom.
Yeah, look.
we're in such a precarious place.
Yeah, we had COVID run through, and we lost a couple.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, legit.
Damn.
And you know what? And another one that just sort of like left field, just real left field.
Yeah.
Not that like look have not attached, but just did not see that one coming. You know what I mean?
Yep.
She was, I will say, pleasantly confused.
Okay.
And she was very fun to talk to.
Yep.
Very fun to have conversations with.
Yep.
They made absolutely no sense, man.
Yep.
That it was just completely nuts, but like fuck, they were funny. It was so good. And she used to whistle, so I would do like I can do like a bird whistle.
Yeah.
And so we're like just I would like whistle around the corner, and then she'd start whistling. I'd set her off.
Yeah, set her
off for the whole, like, whole day.
Oh man.
Yeah, but work is work, but man, this weekend it was. This is not the reason that we went to this place, but before I tell you where we went to, it was Arlo's birthday, right?
Yeah.
So he turned 3 on fucking Friday.
Yeah.
And went out to dinner with the in-laws, and they shouted and. That's very good because I was broke.
Yeah,
we are broke as hell. And we went out for dinner, and it was really nice. And like they came back, and we spoke until quite late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I was like, "So we've got to wake up pretty early." And Jack's like, "Oh God, what's the time?" It's like, "Oh no, we gotta go to bed."
Yeah.
So in-laws leave, we get to bed like I don't know 11:30. Anyway, wake up super early because we're going to Australia Zoo. Right, so
awesome.
it's not for Arlo's birthday specifically.
Yeah,
right. We already had tickets and we were going to go another time, but we had to postpone.
Yep,
and we just worked out that this was the weekend, so we're going to Australia Zoo. Right, so we can wake up early, get our fucking cells all packed up, and off we go. Because we're also, again, still broke, right?
Yeah.
I did not buy these tickets, so they were gifts from Christmas.
Yeah.
So we took lunch. Like, we bought, like, I think I had a protein. I bought a protein shake from Coffee Club in the morning, and the kids got, like, a drink each, and Jackie got, like, a little something. I can't remember. I think it was, like, a little breakfast burger or something. Drink, whatever. Anyway, go to Shazoo.
Yeah.
Man, it is fucking lit.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it is exactly what I remember. Because I went when I was a kid, and it is everything but better. Like, it's so good.
Dude. Australia Zoo fucking rocks, dude.
Dude, it rocks so much, man.
Yeah.
I was just like walking around just like, dude, this is so cool to see all these animals.
These animals
are so fucking cool, man.
Going as an adult, I think of a zoo as like we're going there for the kids so that they can like look, oh my God, that's a snake. Oh, there's a lizard. Oh, here's a bird and shit like that. Dude, I was staring at fucking like goannas and fucking the cassowary and shit like that. I'd be like, and fucking Mav.
Oh, we watched it. It got fed. Sick. The cassowary got fed. Oh. So we went at feeding time.
Yeah.
And they just like the, you know, trainer just like threw a bunch of food. It just devours whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
that's a dinosaur, dude.
Yeah, that right.
The cassowary is a dinosaur.
Dude, it's nuts, man. Oh,
my fucking kids started, you know how it's got like that big grass open area for the kangaroos and shit? And they all just like hang around like with the areas where it's like, don't come near us sort of shit. And only like the outcast fucking kangaroos like sit outside of that fucking fence.
Yeah.
My kids decided to fucking run at the kangaroos and jump on them. And I was like, oh, no, fucking hell no. It was like, it was me and another kangaroo squaring up because Maverick decided to jump on this other bigger kangaroo's balls. And I was just like, I'm just going to stand here and do this. What's up, bro?
I'm bigger than you, brother.
Dude, he was huge. And you know, yeah, like, man, you see them, jacked. And they're like this dude, all the time. Just like,
they're jacked, dude.
Yeah, they're just massive.
We paired a couple.
Yeah,
they're pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are pretty cool. We paired a koala. We just happened to walk by as a guy was putting like stairs up to it.
Oh, nice.
He's just like, yeah, you guys want to pat a koala? Like, hell yeah.
It's like it's like a deal, like a little quick drug deal. Like, oh, yeah, you guys want to pet a koala real quick?
You guys want to pet a koala?
Wait, check this out. Just open koala. Up like the koala, a koala in a jacket. Hanging.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You gonna pet this bad boy?
Yeah. We jump in on this.
But us, we got fucking little couple of photos of us petting a koala and shit. It's cool. That's cool as shit.
I'll tell you what. It is really good. Everything there is so fucking overpriced. If you want a bottle of water, it's like $4. You want to get like a coffee? $7.
$4. I believe it's $5 now.
Yeah, it more than likely is, but like, fucking yeah, just never bought. We bought chips. We bought chips because we're like, oh, we'll get chips for the kids, and we got the largest size they had. Mm. It was $9 for like a small like that.
Yeah, like a tiny man.
It was like, oh, okay, cool. And it wasn't like topped up or anything like that. Like it was like they would. Like conservatively pouring the chips in, like, oh, that might be one too many, you know.
Yep.
And then still 50 cents for a fucking packet of sauce. Fuck you, man. Anytime, you know the little fucking Master Foods little squeezy ketchup. If you fucking have to pay for them,
dude, I'm so
fucking off that place because I remember going to TAFE.
Does it, man.
We went. You know how we went to that same TAFE at Acacia Ridge?
Yeah, used to get the
$5. Gems with gravy, and you can and the squeezy tomato sauces were fucking free, and you'd be able to get it was $5 for this giant fucking box of gems and gravy and like an ice break, and it would be, I think the ice break was like $3.
Yeah, probably
for less than $10, you were well fed as an apprentice.
You talking about that back then? I remember buying a pack of cigarettes back then was like $9. So,
dude.
Yeah. So, yeah. And like something good was like I think $12 or $13.
Yeah, yeah.
That was splurging. Spending like $13. Like if you spent $13 back then, it was like, bro, what are you made of money?
Well, you get good stuff, eh, bro? Fuck, get good stuff. You get like a full deck for like fucking $23, and it was just like,
actually, it wasn't even what are you made of money. It was just, oh, you're going the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, going good stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Hectic, man. Anyway, what else did you see in Australia Zoo?
Australia Zoo, dude. Elephants. They have elephants there.
Yes. Dude. And giraffes.
Yeah. So the giraffes and the zebra or zebra, depending on where you are.
How fucking hectic is it to see a giraffe?
Dude, they're just...
In real life.
They are so tall.
So much more than, you know how you see them on like National Geographic or Discovery Channel shit like, and it's like,
it doesn't do it justice.
Because the camera is like fucking 300 meters back.
Yeah, just does not do it
and
justice.
And it's zoomed in. Huge. They are massive.
Yeah.
Like it is, and they're deadly, dude.
Yeah, man.
They kick like motherfucker.
I think they fucking swing their head.
Yeah, they fucking like boars. Yeah, dude. Because they got horns.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick, man.
That'd straight up kill a man by doing that.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Dude.
And rhinos? The rhinos were in there with them?
Yeah.
Just like fucking bunch of rhinos. These just
huge armor-plated fucking like horn animals. They're like
brown rhinos.
That's nuts, man.
That's nuts. So cool, man. Yeah. Cheetahs on the other side. Like, oh, dude.
Yep.
Seeing cheetahs just like walk around. They're just big cats. One of them sprayed a tree.
Yeah. And they don't like roar or anything. They meow.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Because they're cats.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They're just really big cats.
Yeah. Australia's fucks, man.
Dude, it slaps. It slaps so hard. It's the fucking coolest place. But I walked so much.
Yeah.
I did so much walking. We did full day there.
The place is huge.
A full day. I think we got there just after opening. Like, not that long after opening.
Yeah.
And we left just before the fucking vet hospital, the wildlife hospital, closed.
Oh, yep.
Because we went over to have a look at that before we left.
Yep.
Which is also very cool. It's literally just like a charity wildlife hospital. Like, there's a lot of volunteers there as well.
Mm.
But there's also, they obviously also have a budget, you know, to have on vet nurses and vets and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were working on a, it was a flying fox, a native flying fox or something. Not, maybe not native, but a wild.
Yeah.
Named, what was it? Pum. P-U-M. Pum.
Pum.
And it had been hit by a car.
Oof.
Yeah, so don't know what happened.
It was on the road, that's what happened.
I don't know what happened to the poor guy, but there was a couple of koalas in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was a really fucking cool place. It was cool to see all this shit. And like, they did the, oh dude, fucking the Croxium, like the croc show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh dude, it was Chandler, which is Bindi's husband.
Oh, okay.
The American boy.
Yeah.
So he did the show with another guy.
Did you see Robert?
Nah, he wasn't there. But you know what? The weekend prior, one of the girls from work went and she said that he did the show then. I was like, that sucks, man.
Yeah. All we get like, is you know, Chandler.
But you know what? Yeah. He did a good job, man. Like he for someone who I don't think has a background of this stuff, you know what I mean?
What?
Because he's an American. I don't think his background is like catching crocs and shit.
Yeah, but Terry is American.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I don't think his specifically is. I think, I don't know. I could be wrong, man.
Think about this though. Imagine you didn't know anything about Bindi Irwin.
Yeah.
And like, you're just like, you know, I like this chick. You know, I can't think of Bindi Irwin as anything but like a fucking 7-year-old girl. Steve Irwin.
Yeah. For Steve Irwin's.
You know what I mean?
Small child.
Yeah, that's it.
Same with Bob. Yeah. Same with Bob.
She just, can't be having like, sex in my with head, Chandler.
Like, yeah, they've all just like stopped in time.
Yeah, 100%.
Like they all stopped. Like that whole family stopped in time when Steve died. In my head, like it just snapshot.
I know, I'm bringing
I'm bringing up some fucking. Dude, it hurts, dude, man. I know. Me
and the kids. I put on fucking the Crocodile Hunter collision course.
I was thinking of doing
the movie, dude. So I put that on, and Kim's like, is this Crocodile Hunter? Do we have Crocodile Hunter? I was like, yeah, check this out. And we sat down and watched it. And it's like the most bananas fucking story and shit like that. But but it's just straight up what the Crocodile Hunter was, like the TV show. And it's sprinkled in with like acting, just like random bits of acting and shit like that. And I was just like, kids, that's Steve Irwin. And they're like, oh, he's funny and he's fast and he, you know, runs around. And I was like, yeah, He's the coolest guy.
He is literally the Australian hero.
Yeah, 100%.
He is what every man wishes he was.
110 man, those fucking, that's, you know what? That's the reason why I wear tan fucking shorts and shirt. Nice. Right there.
You know what? I actually said to someone recently, I was like, I wish to find the passion that Steve Irwin had for saving wildlife. Like, I was like, I wish to find what that is for me.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, because we watched like all the, like they had heaps of memorial stuff like at the Croc Show before Chandler came out, and it was like, and after and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, it's just like, oh dude, the listening to him talk about it, like it is literally, dude, it's so, you actually can't explain it.
He you proper, just have
to
listen
to him and talk.
He lived and breathed it.
Yeah.
There was an interview with him. I think he did like This Is Your Life way back when. And it was saying something like he only slept like 4 hours max.
Mm.
Like 4 hours was a big night.
Yeah.
And that's all he slept. And then if he wasn't sleeping, he was like literally trying to get money to buy land.
Yep.
Or to get fucking animals, and to like, it was literally just wildlife, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. Like, the fact that Terry was like holding on for fucking dear life, like, and he was just like, yeah, let's go and fucking chase animals and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because he was just mad keen about that.
Yep.
Like, the fact that they had kids, I don't know how the fuck he had time to fucking have kids.
Yeah, right.
Because that dude was like, I want to go and chase another snake, or I want to go and pick up these weird bugs, or I want to go, like, I didn't realize he went like all over the world.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like I had forgotten it, but like, I'd seen him in like Africa and shit like that, and you see him in like the Asian countries and shit, but like, it all came back when they explained it. At the start of the movie, it was like, he's been, because you know how, like, you know, the plot of the movie is like, it's all like, this guy, it was some like black box from an American satellite, like a NASA satellite or something like that, but the CIA was controlling it, and so it lands in Australia, and then they link it to Steve Irwin, and he's been all around the world, and they think that he's like some sort of secret agent.
Right.
And then like he's figured out that like this thing he made it explode or something like that, and then he perfectly figured out how to get like this black box to like steal data and shit like that, and just the most fucking banana story. But I forgot that he completely went around the world, and it showed like so much stuff, right? All the shit that he did, man, just nuts. An absolute fucking man.
Oh, dude, just like I said, the man every man wishes he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least, like, should aspire to be. No one better.
It's hectic. If there's anyone out there that's listening right now that doesn't know who Steve Irwin is, like, you either have been, like, born before or after 2006, which is when I think he died in 2006.
Yeah.
No, we're in high school.
I don't think we were.
I'm pretty sure we were. I remember walking out of the high school gates. So it's either, I think it was 2006, 2005.
We were in high school in 2000?
No, I think, because I think it was my first year at like grade 8 for me, or it was grade 9 for me. I can't remember. But it was that early on. I do remember being in high school.
Quite a while ago.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, like, everyone should look up Steve Irwin.
Getting to be quite a long time ago.
Oh, unspeakably long ago. Someone reminded me today that I am closer, to 40 than I am 20 now. Which and that stung a lot.
Yeah, it hurts, right?
And I was like, wow, oh man. And it was like, yeah, just by a year though. And I was like, it still doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, right? It doesn't make that any better.
Yeah. But fucking assholes. Everyone look up Steve Irwin right now. Look up the Crocodile Hunter. Watch a couple of the videos. It is nuts, man. Watching this dude like literally jump out of a boat in the middle of the night to pounce on a croc and like wrap its fucking head up. Yeah, wrestle crocs.
Wrestle crocs.
He would just jump into fucking swamps and wrestle crocs.
Yep. Like, just straight up wrestle prop.
Animal. He's a fucking animal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, love it. Miss him every day.
So sad, dude. Literally. Miss him every day. Yep.
You know how there are like people, you know how it's like, how many times do you think about the Roman Empire, you know?
Yeah.
How many times do you think about Steve Irwin? Oh, you know dude. What I mean? All every it is honestly
it's just it's you know what
maybe once a week
it's a constant ache honestly
yeah
it's at the back of my it's the back of my heart just like there's just a constant ache back there
never forget
Steve
it must be there's got to be an American like
equivalent. I don't know, man. I don't know if there is, dude.
There's some. I think
you know what. There is no Australian that is not on board with that.
Oh, with Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You would be hard pressed to find, a person that would be like fuck Steve Irwin. No one could say it. You'd never ever hear it in a sentence.
No. And but you know what? If someone did, it would be a whoa!
What are you fucking talking about, man? What are you fucking talking about, dude? Steve Irwin was a fucking legend, dude.
You'd cop it, man.
Yeah.
I dare say you'd probably get a little Russell tussled.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's still funny though, and like it sucks that it's funny, is Stingray jokes.
Yeah.
Still funny.
Yeah, they are still funny. Of course. Okay, look, we can find the humor in something. Right. I think we have to.
Oh, did you know Terry has never dated anyone since?
Oh, dude, that makes it so much worse. It hurts, man.
Never dated anyone since. Like, not even looked at another man sort of shit. Like, no, nothing. Her heart was
full, man. That sucks.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks, that's man.
Hey, everyone out there, find you a Terry. All right, be a Steve and find you a Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you got to do.
I think being a Steve will also help you, like help your Terry be a Terry.
If you 100%, yeah, you'll be able to weed out the non-Terrys.
Yeah.
God damn, yeah.
Dude. But anyway, fucking red pandas are really cool too. So we saw some red pandas. Oh, the meerkats.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So we heard a bit of a like what their story is because the one of the trainers was out. He was like filling in, like they had really dug out some of these areas. So he's in there just like filling them back in, and he's like, "Don't mind me, guys." He's like, "I'm not doing anything. I'm just gonna fill these holes in." Asking questions, whatever. And then there was like some English tourists, and they were like, "Oh, asking a few questions." And so they're five sisters, right? Mm-hmm. These meerkats. And he's like, man, you should see in the morning. He's like, they're just a big ball of fur. Like, you cannot
see. Oh, because they like.
They all sleep just in a big ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
It's like the Croods from fucking. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
They'll just like sleep in a big. Like, it's. I don't even remember what they call it, but it's like the sleep.
The
fucking.
The something ball. It wasn't murder ball or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Family ball or something.
Probably was family ball.
But, No, it's fucking cool shit, man. There's some really cool shit there. But at the same time, I said it's like a bittersweet, right? After talking about all this cool stuff, but it's like you look at the elephants and it's like, man, there's two elephants here. Mm. And they're in like a, I don't know, like maybe, I'm going to say maybe 20 acres. You know what I mean? Like, maybe 20, 30 acre sort of area.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the only area they're in. I don't know if there's more somewhere else or, like, that's, like, part of an enclosure and then there's a... You know what I mean? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Or if that's just where they live is in that area.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it sucks. They should be out in the fucking... out in Africa roaming with, like, thousands of other elephants, but they're all dead.
I fully agree, and yeah, it's the thing of fucking poachers, man.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
That's the thing. So it's like they were talking about it at the Croxium, at the Croc Show. They were like, they said something about respecting the animals as ambassadors for their like wildlife compatriots.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, that's a really cool way to look at it. I was like, that actually is a very cool way to look at as ambassadors so that we can be like, no, you need to stop killing these fucking animals. Like,
Yeah.
They're cool animals, man.
110%.
We don't need ivory. No. They're fucking cool animals. Rhinos are fucking cool. Why do we gotta kill them?
I don't know. And you know what's wild, though? Poachers will kill them and literally just cut the horn off and then leave the rest of the body. That I find, like, so incredibly wasteful.
Yeah.
If you're going to kill some, I don't know, butcher it. Use this. Could you imagine just leaving behind all of that fucking perfectly armored skin and just be like, I'm not going to make a fucking sweet hide out of that.
Yeah.
Or, like, a fucking 10 fucking leather armors for
this
fucking
is the thing, like, you know, people? What? Like you could imagine a long time ago, in Africa, like, making rhino pelts and stuff, but this is the thing, because it wasn't like mass killing of rhinos.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Like, killing a rhino back then would have been like a huge task.
100%. Like, there would be fucking, like,
think about killing a rhino with, like, a bow or, like, a spear.
I feel like it would only happen if, like, I don't think anyone's ever going out of their way to be like, I'm going to hunt this thing because, like, it's first of all going to take a lot of our resources, and people are more than likely going to die because don't have anywhere near the strength to put down this giant animal. Their
skin is tough enough to withstand a horn coming from another rhino.
Exactly.
How do you kill it?
So, yeah, what do? You just keep fucking, like, trying to poke it with sharp sticks or, like, rocks on sticks? No.
Yeah.
You just leave it the fuck alone and you go and find, like, the thing you can poke with stick and kill.
Find one dead.
Yeah, that's right.
You find
that's
dead one.
You find the dead rhino
and you,
that was killed by another fucking rhino.
Yeah, yep. Or a hippo. Fucking hippos are fucking nuts. Oh,
yeah. More hippo deaths than crocodile deaths. That's the fucking...
More human deaths. More people die from hippos than crocodiles.
I find that incredible.
Annually. Yep.
And sharks. Like, what the fuck?
I think, like, combined even. Like, hippo deaths, for some reason, are, like, heaps.
Because people think hippos are slow. And they're, like... docile, or that the pictures, like the caricatures of fucking hippos, where they're just like these dumb big smiling fucking idiots with have like round like cylinder teeth.
Yep.
They're fucking scary, dude. They're fast,
dude.
And they fucking kill.
I've seen a fucking crocodile getting like decimated by I heard of them because I think the crocodile like killed a fucking baby.
Yeah.
So the herd just like literally tear it apart. Like literally tear it apart.
Because just like rhinos, fucking hippos have incredibly strong fucking hide.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And because they fight each other with their incredibly strong jaws and sharp teeth.
Oh man.
Dude, they're nuts.
You know what's another fucking wild, like crazy to think of animal? Bears.
Yeah.
Like a grizzly bear, dude.
There was no bears. There was no bears and there was no hippos. Bears are fucking lit, dude. Man. Bears are cool.
And sometimes they're really, really smart.
Mm. I think most bears are really smart. Like, I don't think sometimes. I think it's like most
men. Oh, like, no. Like, yeah, they're definitely smart, but like they do... like, have you seen like dudes that like... try to tame them and then they like teach them tricks and how to like operate certain things, and they can like you can teach bears how to drive cars and shit like that. Like, it's so that's fucking
the
whole weird.
Fucking bear circus, like balancing on the ball while fucking, you know, like, and it has the fucking, it's like a Russian thing, I think.
Yeah,
you know, the bear balancing on a ball thing.
Oh yeah,
like while rolling around on the
hectic
on a tiny ball, giant bear,
just wild.
Because I believe that actually happened. I don't know. I could be wrong there.
It could be like one of those cartoons where it's like, look what the Russians are doing.
Yeah, like, it could have been propaganda.
Could have been, but I feel like there's got to be some lick of truth.
There's got to be something behind that, right?
Yeah,
surely. Yeah. But no, there was no bears. There was a lot of Australian wildlife, so like wombats and Tasmanian devils, which is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And excuse me for a second.
Hey, don't mind Blake, he's just having a drink of water. Right. Now I'm going to do it while he talks.
Very nice. Tasmanian Devils. There was some echidna, but they were sleeping in their box, so we did not see them.
Yeah.
Fuck, what else was there? Oh, like lots of crocs and alligators and fucking, like, man, they are... The crocs they have are huge. They are fucking huge.
Yeah.
One of them was there because he just kept being a nuisance to, like, local, I think, like, fishermen and fucking something else. There was, like, an area that he just kept being a fucking huge pest and just causing havoc. And they were like, we just can't have you here because you are going to kill yourself and someone else.
There was, I remember hearing about this fucking croc that would, like, run into props, like the fucking, like, boat props, you know, like the outboards. Just to break them so that they would be stuck in there, and then they would just fucking, like, tip boats and kill the occupants. It was like this croc would intentionally run into a prop that's fucking going like 5,000 RPM, 7,000 RPM, and just be like, I'll just take that hit and then I'm going to eat really good.
Yeah. Which is why in America, in Florida, they have the fucking, I don't know what they're called, but it's like airboat or whatever.
Yeah,
the propeller on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underneath, like you said, the fucking crocs will break it.
Yeah. What are they called? They're called like airboats or something like that.
I think they're called airboats.
Airboat? Yeah, airboat.
Yeah.
It's an airboat. Yeah, dude, that's hectic. Dude, what a fucking wild way to transport people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys,
croc-infested, like, waters. It's alligator for them, though. Alligator-infested waters.
We're just going to put this giant fan right behind us, and we're going to go fucking fast.
Yeah, real fast. And we're not going to die because it's not going to break. And we would just skim over the top of the crocs.
The concept alone is so American.
Yeah.
It's like, if we can't put fucking things underneath, we'll put it on top and we'll make it like 100 times bigger. and it's going to go really fast.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Why? Because why not?
Oh, yeah. It's got two V8s.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's hectic. Yeah, just looking at the fucking airboats. Some of these airboats are, like, humongous, dude. Oh, man, yeah.
That's
one thing I'd do. If I ever went over to America, I'd be like, I want to go on an airboat and fucking fear for my life the entire time. Just be, like freaking out.
That you're going to die.
Yeah. And not from crocs or any of that.
Yeah.
Just from the hitting boat. The boat. That's the only thing I'd be fucking worried about. Is like just falling out of my seat and then just going into a fan. Just turn into the fucking mist.
Fucking, I'm sure there was a fucking, there was an old horror movie where a hand was like reanimated and there was a fan and something happened and it was like this situation where the hand, like, triggered the fucking fan to turn on and the dude fell into it. Red mist, right?
Okay,
like, it's a super old movie and I'm gonna try and... I'll try and figure out what that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, talking about Australia Zoo...
Hey, yeah, go on.
There was also, like, some reptile area. Like, I think it was Robert's Reptile Cave or something like that. And that's just where all the reptiles are now.
Yep.
The cool thing is, you know, they all live on site.
Yeah, right.
So all of them live on site at Australia Zoo.
I mean, that'll save a lot in petrol.
Right. And I was like, why not? Like, they have 750 acres. They have more than enough, and more than enough security. Why would you ever, why would, there's more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no reason to live anywhere else.
They practically own fucking, like, like a quarter of all of Glasshouse Mountains. Like, there's no way to escape in there. And it's as they so should, good
though.
As they should live on the fucking place. Because, like, if that's the same passion that they're trying to show, like, everyone else that their fucking dad gave to them, and this is, you know, all, you know, they're all there literally to fucking work for. the zoo and work for animals. Like, yeah, fucking live there. Fucking why not?
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. So they all live on site. That's fucking cool, man. Mm. 750 acres is a lot of space.
Well, you could swing a dead cat around that.
Yeah, sure could.
Fucking hell. That's a lot of room.
It's a lot, man. There's even a restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, you're not talking about the zoo. You're talking about an actual restaurant.
Yeah, I think it's called Warriors Restaurant or something. Or Warriors Lodge.
Yeah.
We didn't go there, but it's like, I don't know, apparently fucking just like 1 minute down the road sort of thing.
What is it, like a, is it like fine dining or is it like a pub?
Oh yeah, I think it's like fine dining.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I could be wrong there. I don't know. We didn't go. So we went home through Kilcoy, right? Yep. And we stopped at this little pizza shop. And I was like, I didn't want to do Hungry Jack's or fast food. It's just garbage. I'm so sick of it.
Yep.
It's gross. And we got to Kilcoy and I was like, we'll just drive through and see what's open. And it was like a bakery or a pizza shop. And I was like, a bakery is a bit of a different one for dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I would be fine doing a bakery for dinner, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Jackie was like, I don't want to do bakery. It's like, well, then pizza it is.
Yeah.
So this little fucking, you know, family-owned pizza shop, there was like just a few of them working and it looked like it might have been like the kids with the parents sort of thing. Mm. And the menu was just like flavors or like top like different pizzas.
Yeah.
And garlic bread.
I dig that.
Right?
That's and a place that knows what it is.
Yep, it's a pizza shop with garlic bread.
Yep.
And then the drinks cabinet was like mainly big drinks and then like a few small drink choices. And I was like, yep, fine. Happy days. Pizza, delicious. Thin crispy base. Like it was good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you know that it was not homemade, but fucking good quality made, not from fucking frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like shitty ingredients.
Pack of 100 bases.
Yeah. It tasted good. Tastes like fucking freshly made is what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
That's what I'm fucking trying to say. I've lost words. Freshly made is what it tasted. And it was very good. I enjoyed it very much. It wasn't much. We didn't order much. It was enough.
You know what I was just thinking when you were saying like, I was either between a bakery or a Pizza Hut and you're like, I could have swung a bakery. But man, I think like, I don't think a lot of women understand this, that like guys will just like eat whatever they sort of find and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
Like if all I had in there was like some bread, I'd be like, well, I'll just put some jam on toast and that'll be dinner. That'll be it. It's like, oh, aren't you going to have anything else? I was like, no.
I'll just make another piece of jam toast.
Yep.
If I'm still I've got
four eggs. It's like, I'll just scramble up some eggs. Have you got any toast? Yeah. No. I'm just going to have eggs. It could just be that. Just
check the fucking freezer. There might be like a handful of chips.
Oh, man. Yeah.
In the air fryer. Egg.
It could just be like easy. Super... It'd either be like super simple or just super like weird. I know I've done this where after a birthday party, we had a plate full of fairy bread. Because the kids like took fucking like one piece each and then they decided that no one liked fairy bread. Or no, it wasn't that they didn't like it. They just didn't touch it again. They were fucking around outside. And I devoured like, I don't know, so many pieces of fairy bread. And I just kept eating it because I was just like, it's just there. And I just kept eating it. And Kim's like, you ate an entire plate of fairy bread. And I was like, yep. And she's like,
that's dinner.
It's like, she's like, don't you feel bad? And I'm like, no, this is fine. This is fine.
This is fine.
It's not the worst I've felt. I
mean, I've eaten worse.
Yeah, I've eaten like, I think like 6-day-old chicken. Ooh, and that started getting pretty fucking hairy.
Ooh, yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah, dude. It was in the fridge.
6 days?
Yeah, because it was like cooked and then it was in the fridge and then I was just like, I didn't realize at the time that it was 6 days.
I don't know how long you can leave. I guess 6 days is fine, but like...
I mean, 6 days might be the limit.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because I wasn't... Maybe 5 days the limit because I wasn't feeling good after eating it. But it was fine. It was just like gurgling a lot. I just remember eating because it was like chicken pesto pasta and I was just like, yummo. I ate it. And
are you sure it was and it wasn't mold? You know, pesto being green.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
I did eat it all though. And because I was hungry and I was just like, I was going to eat it up.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
And you know what? And then when I told Kim, I was like, I ate that chicken pesto pasta. You know what? She's like, that was so old. That was like last week. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know. I forgot that we'd cooked it. And
you're like, yeah, that was funny. I didn't remember.
Yeah, totally
forgot. I was like,
about
the
that.
Last time I cooked this was a long time ago, but I'll eat this anyway.
It's fine. And yeah, just a little bit of stomach rumblings, and then everything was fine. Yeah. But chicks, man, chicks fucking, I don't know, Kim's like, if there's nothing to eat, it's complain about it or don't eat.
Mm.
Complain about it until something is done.
Mm.
Sometimes, actually, she's pretty good. She's like, I'm going to fucking make something. Because now we have all these Muscle Chef meals. So it's like,
oh, nice. Dude, they're so fucking good, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They're so yummy.
Yeah. And then she's
I like the fucking Chipotle bowl type one, the burrito bowl. The
chicken, chicken Chipotle burrito. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, 64 grams of protein, fucking like 400 gram meal.
Yeah.
Fuck, you cannot beat it.
Mm.
Except for beef stroganoff. I'm a big fan of the beef strog.
Really? I'm not the biggest fan, to be honest.
Oh, I love it.
Because
It's like, it's 55 or 58 grams of fucking protein.
Mm.
And it's an even smaller meal. So like, I take that one to work and then I'll have one here. But we had tacos tonight.
I'm thinking of like, I really want to try, like, not that I don't want to have meat, but I just want to try growing more things and using more stuff in stews and like, I want to do like creamy stroganoff-y type, you know what I mean? Type dishes, but with some form of like meat alternative just for the, like, might be like mushroom, you know what I mean? Because mushroom is a really good, like, it's not even like a meat alternative. It's just it's a different type of main part of a dish.
I think you're just trying to make food. That's what you're doing. You make food with what you got.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a cow.
Grow mushrooms.
You don't have a cow to fucking like chop up. No, that's
well, I still would like to. I think the idea. This is an idea that I like. Whether it happens or not is another thing. But like having a dairy cow, and then having a calf, and when the calf grows old, like paying for a butcher to come out and slaughter the. Now not a calf, and then buying another calf so that the cow can continue providing milk.
Yeah.
Because it needs to have a calf on, I believe. And then we can keep having fucking free milk. I want fresh milk. I want to make butter.
Might as well.
Yeah. That's what I give it a go.
Dude, get goats.
I've thought about goats.
Goats would be fucking sick because they eat grass. They're little lawnmowers, man.
Yeah.
And then you can get like, say you get three goats, you get like two chicks and a dude.
Mm.
And then you're going to get like kids.
Yeah.
And then you get goat milk.
Yeah.
And then you can make goat cheese.
Goat cheese is pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Goat cheese is actually really good.
I used to fight it, man. I used to be like... I'm not trying goat's fucking cheese. I'm not trying I'm a fucking I'm a cow, man.
Weird.
Yeah. Goat exactly.
Is weird.
Exactly. And it's because
why is it weird?
It was an old holdover from fucking like mum and dad being like, oh, weird. That's not a cow. That's a goat. Yeah. Why would you eat goat cheese? You know, and I tried it like fucking a couple of years back. I'm like, this is delicious. It's fucking goat's creamier. Summer,
yeah.
It's fucking goat's cheese rocks. And I haven't had goat's milk because I just haven't had like the opportunity, but like I'm sure it'd just be like fucking milk.
Yeah, it's just be milk. Another different type of milk. Yeah.
Put it in coffee. There you go.
Camel's milk I've heard is not the greatest, but
camels eat fucking just I don't know. they're desert fucking like creatures.
Yeah.
So like whatever they're eating is sand. And dusty. Yeah. And their milk would be hot, sandy, and dusty.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I think they're native to Australia.
I think I think there are Australian camels,
Yeah, I don't think... I believe the camels in Saudi Arabia and Dubai and that are Australian camels.
I think they might be African because Africa has camels as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think Australia and Africa have camels.
Yeah. And I know Australia definitely has camels.
Yeah. That's such a perfect, like, cool fact check. Camels.
Yeah. There was no camels at Australia Zoo, by the way.
I find that weird.
Yeah, right?
The Australian feral camel. They need to be culled, apparently.
Yep.
Hold up. Australia may now have the largest wild population of Arabian camels.
Oh, Arabian camels.
Yeah. So,
maybe not native to Australia. They're
introduced dromedary, whatever the fuck that, one-humped camel imported as valuable beasts of burden from British India and Afghanistan during the 19th century. They were used as motorized transport. They were released into the wild after motorized transport negated the use of camels in the early 20th century. That is hectic.
So they would have imported heaps to be pack carriers and like travel around Australia and shit. And then when cars came in, they were like, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
We need you no more. We're also not going to feed you. See you later.
They were
do your own thing.
Introduced into Australia in the 1840s to assist in the exploration of inland Australia.
Nuts.
That is just hectic. Imported from India. India has camels? 50 to 65% landed in South Australia. Camels are highly mobile and may forage over 70 kilometers a day. That's hectic.
Whoa, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Camels, man.
Oh, dude.
They look weird. They fucking stink. And they produce just shit-tasting milk.
You know what doesn't stink and doesn't have a shit taste?
Lionel Richie.
Wait, what?
Blake, I like music just as much as the next person. And what I'd like to tell the listener right now is that if they want to suggest some sort of music that we should listen to, they should contact us, shouldn't they?
They should.
They should let us know that, like, hey, man.
Other than the Discord, which is a great place to go and
jump on
and
the Discord,
And or social media, which we do our best to look after. Which is, look, it's hard when we both have young families and
full-time
jobs.
But you can still find us at the prod.cast.
And
everywhere, social media.
Otherwise, how else would they try and contact us, Zach?
They could use our voicemail line. And it works so well. All you got to do is just pick up your phone and go to the keypad, press these numbers, +61 7 5641 1080, and you can leave us a message, a meme, a suggestion for the album of the week, or a question so that we can give you some advice on whatever the fuck you want. That number again is +61 7 5641 1080. Leave us a suggestion. Leave us a question. Something about the
scarcity, artificial scarcity of Vienna bread.
Oh man,
dude.
Speaking of music,
yes.
Like, what did we listen to?
This week, we listened to Stevie Wonder.
That's very superstitious.
Very superstitious.
Dude, did you know Stevie Wonder's blind?
What is the fucking thing? The number ones?
Yeah.
Or was it the singles? I keep getting those two.
Number ones.
Number ones.
Number ones.
Number ones.
Number ones.
We listened to
the compilation.
Yeah, the compilation. Number ones. Stevie Wonder. Zach, what do you reckon?
I think, as we said with Hall & Oates, it's all of his best songs.
Mm.
It's all of the number one hits that he fucking did. You know what was cool? I think there was a live version of something in here. Unless I just kept listening, there was a live version, I think. Maybe not. It must have kept playing on. But these are all number one hits. These are all really fucking cool songs. I love Superstition. It's constantly stuck in my head. I can immediately, like, you know those songs where it's like, oh, I'm going to play a song in my head? Boom, it's Superstition a lot of the time. Because it's just so funky and it gets you doing this. you know.
I would just say quickly, for me, that would be Master Blaster Jammin'.
There you go.
Well, Jammin'.
Hope you like Jammin' too.
It's so good, man. Yeah. That's like, I fucking love. I grew up on that song.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. Such a good song. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
So Duke, Signed, Sealed, Delivered is a fucking, is an absolute hit. And you know what's weird? I forgot that his voice was so much higher. I thought he had like a way lower voice. He actually, his voice range is quite high. And he's can just stretch those lungs out like a motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
I didn't listen so much to the back end of this album.
No, I agree.
I got a lot more out of like the first, I want to say the first 10...
I gave it all. I gave the entire 10, album.
12 songs.
Multiple listens.
Same.
But I really, I really focused in on like the songs I like.
yeah, exactly.
The songs I like and the songs I know and the songs that most people know. But like, honestly, Jarvan?
Yeah.
Dude, so good. I love that song. It's such a good song.
Dude, Part-Time Lover?
Yeah,
I know you love Part-Time Lover.
Yeah.
The fucking drum machine for Part-Time Lover is so jarring, but the for like the first
I know exactly 30
seconds, and then you forget about it because there's so much like dynamic range and like he's moving around so much in it that you just completely forget about the drum machine.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That hi-hat, man. Like no like variation at all. It's like this is what you get. This is the drum machine, and it is going to play the next fucking four bars the exact same way.
Yeah, dude, that's the like beauty of fucking this era Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
Is that drum machine, man?
Yeah,
like because you know live they had a live drummer, and he played that song live, and it would have been fucking lit.
It would have been fucking better. But you know what?
Still very good.
Yeah,
very good regardless. Well, I love most of the songs on this album. Like, there is the whole... It's feeling very repetitive, same. But then there's a few songs that really break it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, again, Master Blaster.
Yeah.
It's just... Let's throw in, like, a heavily reggae song to just break up the entire album. But,
I'm typing in this thing that I remember hearing about a long time ago, that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind. And he's just been faking it this whole time because Ray Charles had such a good run being blind.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. And because there's so many like times where Stevie'd be like sitting there talking, like obviously you've got like heightened other senses and stuff like that, but sometimes he just sort of like picks up things or like to like move out of the way or like weird shit like that.
Yeah.
It's just weird. There's just, I don't know, there's Stevie Wonder truthers out there.
Nice.
that want to believe that he's not actually blind. Weird thing to clutch onto when you know the rest of your life's falling apart, to just be like, Stevie Wonder is not blind. Yep. Buddy, just make your bed and fucking dude, and go to work. The whole world's
falling apart, dude. That's not a problem now.
It's very funny. But yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that's really funny. I said to the kids, because I drop them off at daycare like every morning now.
Yeah.
And driving to work to daycare the other morning, I was like, oh, we're listening to Stevie Wonder this week. We'll listen to him on the drive there.
Yeah.
And then we'll listen. Anyway. Another day, like we start the car, start driving, and then Al in the back, Dad, is this Stevie Wonder? I was just like, and then I had to listen. I was like, oh, it is Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Nice.
I was just like, that's so funny, man. That's so cool. Funny. Yeah, like, that's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Dad, is this Stevie Wonder? I'm like, yes, it is. Oh, man. Very Love good. It. But, dude, you know what? What do you rate it?
I want to give it like a 7.5.
7.5, really?
excuse me. Only because there are really good songs, that bring this up for me. I rate an album as a whole sort of thing, which...
Yeah. I gave Creed's album a 10 on 3 songs. Yeah,
exactly. Which is... And that's the way you do things. That's why this is our podcast. This is how we do things. I want to give it a 7.5 because there's so many good songs on this and there's definitely replayability. Like, this can just be cycled.
Oh,
and
dude.
You'll feel like you're sort of listening to it again until you hit Superstition again or fucking...
Yeah.
You know, you realize, I was like, oh, that's right, we started again.
Mm.
But it's because of, like... I know it's number ones and I said it's, like, all of the best hits, but, like, there are definitely just songs where I'm just like...
There were skips for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not vibing with this at all.
After listening to it a couple times, there were skips. Yeah. There were songs I was like, I don't need that.
So, in total, I'd give it a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
That was my bad.
Yeah. Now we're listening to
Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Dude, going on the way that I... rate albums.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 9.
Oh. Because of Superstition.
I'm giving it not just Superstition. Master Blaster. Part-Time Lover. There is other songs. But even if I had to say top 3, right? Yeah. In no order. Part-Time Lover, Master Blaster, Superstition. Just on those 3 alone. I give it a 9.
Wow. It's Creed all over again.
Yeah. Not a 10.
Oh, man.
Not a 10. Yep. But it is still very, very good.
That's mint.
Yeah.
I like it. Would you like me to reveal who we're listening to next?
Oh.
That's right. Last time we spoke, we said we're going to do a trio of, like, old 80s, or just, like, old artists that were, like... very influential, lots of soul, lots of, like, not reggae, I don't want to say reggae, it's like lots of soul, R&B, the old school hits.
Mm.
We had Hall & Oates, we just finished off Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
You know, 70s, 80s, oh, okay.
Lionel Richie is next, and the Commodores.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic fucking stuff, honestly. I dig Lionel Richie. I think I had Back to Front as an album.
Yeah. I'm sure you have told me that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have told me that. Yeah, dude, Easy.
It's another compilation album.
I think I said to you before when we picked the album. Yeah. I mean, you surprised me with the album. I still, to this day, know how to play Easy on the piano.
Yeah.
And it is a song I will never forget. Like, I don't know why, it's just burnt into my memory how to play it. Every time I sit at a piano, I'm just like, boom, bam, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Just straight away. Like, that's the only thing I know how to play on a piano that everyone else knows.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's
the fucking other, what is it? Who did the fucking...
The Fray.
Not The Fray.
Buckeye Cherry. Yeah.
God, dude, that's worse.
John Elton. Yeah.
John Elton. I'm done. I'm not thinking anymore. No. Anyway, you know what? There you go.
Yeah.
Back to Front. Back to Richie. Front. That's what we'll listen to.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what? Let's call it. I'm wrecked.
Well,
I'm dying.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We've already plugged the podcast. We've already told you to hit up the Skype. We know you're gonna jump into the Discord. You're gonna play some games with us. The last thing we've got to do is make sure that we shout each other out. I reckon fucking go and check out Blake_Bentley TV everywhere you can find him, so you can fucking go through his Instagram, his YouTube, his Facebooks. His
and my
everything.
Stuff. And if you're like, look, I talk about shit.
He does. He does it well.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
So jump on his stuff. And he's way more active than I am. But you can also check me out. Yes. Switchblades for Kids. All one word. Where I am still here. I think that's the most accurate thing that I can put for my social media accounts. They're still there. Very SEO friendly. I did another check like just recently. Still, like you type in switchblades for kids, all one word, you're going to get me. Don't type in all one word. Yeah. Make sure you check us both out on Spotify. We do have some really fucking hot bangers out there. Other than that, I think that's it. I'd like to just thank you, the listeners, because we just tipped over 4,000 downloads. Can I just say, whoever's doing... on March 2nd, you know who the hell you are. You downloaded the entire fucking catalogue. That's what we're assuming anyway. You downloaded the entire catalogue. Are you going to listen to all that? Or are you just playing games with our hearts? We love it. We've seen some incredible growth over the last fucking like 6 months. The last 6 months have been huge for this podcast. Massive growth. Right. And it's all thanks to you guys. So give yourselves a pat on the back. Hold on to that steering wheel. You know who you are. That's going to do it from all of us here at the podcast. We love yous. Stay safe. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, we'll do the Ludwig.
Fucking hell. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Oh, bye.
Now.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye now. Bye.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.